Today's daf is Sota daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on daf Yud Amid Beis on the first very wide line on Yud Amid Beis. It's again all Agadita today, and today is very familiar Agadita. For anyone who's Mavir Sedra Parsha Shemos, this pretty much covers you for Parsha Shemos this coming year. All the Rashis that we have, many of the famous Rashis, come from this daf. But first we're going to talk about Avshalom, because yesterday we were discussing people who had something that was incredible about them, and how their downfall came about because of that which was incredible about them. Avshalom had some sort of incredible hair, and his downfall came about because of his hair. We're going to explain what it means that Avshalom had no son, because it says that he doesn't have a son, but on the other hand, he did have children, and he did have a son. The Gemara talks about the Midah Kenegan Midah of Midah Tova, because the Mishnah had said that not only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, does he punish with Midah Kenegan Midah, he also rewards with Midah Kenegan Midah, but we're going to see it's a little bit different when Hashem rewards than it is when Hashem punishes. The Gemara is going to talk about Shibud Mitzrayim, so it's going to talk about the new king over Mitzrayim, and whether it was actually a new king, or it's just Nischad Shekzei Rosa. We're going to describe exactly what was so terrible about the Shibud Mitzrayim, what kind of work we had to do in the Shibud Mitzrayim, how we were lured into doing the work in Mitzrayim in the first place. We're going to talk about on Amud Beis the Nashim Tzidkanios, who ensured that the Jewish future, while they were in Mitzrayim, they saw to it that there would be a Jewish future. We're going to talk about how the Jewish children survived in Mitzrayim against all odds through Nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they managed to survive in Mitzrayim. And then we're going to spend a lot of time discussing the Miyaldos HaIvrios, first identifying them, talking about the Mesiris Nefesh that they had, talking about the Siyata Deshmaya that they had in being successful in allowing the children to survive, and finally the reward that they got for being such big Nashim Tzidkanios. So a lot of big Yesodos in Emuna and big Yesodos in Yitzias Mitzrayim and Shibud Mitzrayim come from this daf. So let us begin with Avshalom. Again on Yud Amud Beis, on the first very wide line of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Tan Rabban Avshalom b'Sa'ara Marad. Avshalom rebelled with his hair, because the pasuk says, Shenemar Uch Avshalom lo haya ish yafeh. Pasuk goes on to say, B'chol Yisrael ha'alom, oh, there was no one as beautiful as Avshalom. Uvegalcho es rosh haya miketz yamim layam mashei galeach, ki chaveru la vigilcho, when he would be megaleach his hair, because every once in a while when he'd be megaleach, it was so heavy, v'shakal asa'a rosho masayim shkalim be'evan ha'melech, and he would weigh out his hair, it was 200 shkalim of weight be'evan ha'melech. So the Gemara says, what is evan ha'melech? Tana evan shan shei tveriyon shei tzipori shoklim ba. It's the stone that was used as a weight by the Anshei Tveria and the Anshei Tzipori when they were involved in Mecha Chumemkar. Then in Tveria and Tzipori, they would use this weight, Bedafka, when they were buying and selling things, and they would their weights were made out of Evan. That's why the Pasuk says in Dvarim Parachavei, Evan Shleim of Tzedek, Yelach. What's Evan Shleim of Tzedek? Their weights were made out of stone, so that's Evan Shleim of Tzedek. Lefichach Nitla Besaro, that's why Avshalom was hanged by his hair. Shenem Pasuk says when the Chayalim of David HaMelech were fighting with Avshalom and with Avshalom's followers, and many of them were killed, and they were in the forest. Vayikare Avshalom lefnei avdei David, Avshalom rochev al apered, vayavo apered tachas sovach ha'ela ha'gdola. Avshalom's donkey or his mule goes underneath a tree, vayachazak rosho be'ela, and his head connects to the branch of the tree, vayutan ben Shemayim ben Aretz, and his hair gets caught in the branch of the tree, and he's dangling between Shemayim v'aretz v'apered asher tachto v'avar, and his animal continues going, and his hair is stuck in the tree, so he's dangling on the high branch of the tree. Shakal safsira by the mifsike, so he took a sword and he tried to cut himself down to cut his hair as a way of cutting himself down from the tree. Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, but also shah nivka shol mitachtav. At that very moment, the depths opened up beneath him, and he saw he wasn't able to cut himself down because he would have fallen into the Sheol. He saw Gehenim open up underneath him, and he was thinking of his two options, probably better to stay alive as long as he can and not fall, plunge into the depths of Gehenim. When Yoav, the Sar Tzav, the general of David HaMelech, saw Avshalom hanging on the tree, so he violated David HaMelech's command not to touch Avshalom, not to hurt Avshalom, and he killed Avshalom. When David HaMelech heard about Avshalom's death, remarkably, even though Avshalom wanted to kill David, when David heard about Avshalom's death, because this is the love a father has for a child, no matter what kind of child it is, David HaMelech, the Navi reports, had David HaMelech's reaction. Vayirgas HaMelech, Vayal al Alias Hashar Vayef. He was trembling and crying. V'cho amar belechto, B'ni Avshalom, B'ni Avshalom, mi yitein musi ani tachtech. If only I would have died instead of you. Avshalom, B'ni. V'amelech lat espana, V'yizak HaMelech kol gadol, B'ni Avshalom, Avshalom, B'ni. So the Gemara says, if you count it all up, you tally how many times he said the word B'ni in his lament over the loss of Avshalom. Hani t'manya B'ni lama. Why did he say 8 times B'ni? So Gemara says, Shiva da'aske m'shiva medor Gehenim. First 7 times he said B'ni, got him out of the 7 levels of Gehenim. V'idach, and that final B'ni, machlokas, what he accomplished with that. Ika da'amri t'kar v'reshe l'gabe gufe. One is that he managed to bring his head, which was far away from his body, and it got it closer to his guf. He managed to bring with that final tefillah, even though it's not mefurish in the pasuk, that his rosh was far away from his guf, but v'yachzak rosh ba'ala, doesn't say that the sa'aros rosh, so it sounds like it split his head from his body. That's how the Marsha understands. So he managed to put Avshalom back together in one piece at least, so it wouldn't be such a nivla mace. V'yigadamri da'ayte l'alma da'asi. Some say, no, that he brought him into Olam Haba through his final B'ni. Now, Tosfos raises the question, V'yi kasha ha'amru b'chelek, we say in Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin, bra mezaki abba lo mezaki bra, that we have this concept that a child is able to be mezaka of father, meaning through a child's tefillos, it's mezaka the neshama of the father. That's why the halacha is that we say, or the minig is that we say, that one says kaddish over the loss of a parent, but it doesn't go the other way around. A parent doesn't say kaddish for a child, the sibling doesn't say for a sibling, all it has nothing to do with avelos. Kaddish is about bra mezaka abba. It's a totally different din than the din of Avelis, and that's specifically a child for a parent. It doesn't work in any other way. So what's going on over here? David is an Av that's being Mezaka Bra. So the Shlomer Tos says a few answers. First answer, Mishum Dav Shalom Natal Shalom Bal Mazeh, Shenarig Vemisum Mishuna, Ho'ilot Filosov Vidumia Do Yahoyakim Domerasum Shaykosov Al Gugal Tozos, Vodacheris, Vinifrim Menelach Ramisa, Lomanu Aso. That he says, first of all, when the child suffered significantly in this world, in the way that he died with the Misa Mishuna, so that was already a Mitzas Kapara, and therefore you don't need the power of a child who has the ability to be Mezaka Abba. Even someone else could be Mezaka someone who died with the Misa Mishuna. V'od Avshalom lo Avod Avod Chavim, plus Avshalom was not Avod Avod Zara, so on that level it was a little bit easier. Inami Matzi L'meimer Hadam Rabba lo Mezaki Bra Hani Mishum Kavod Av in Monin Milimnosu Im Rishayim Velo Tfila Avod Tfila Mo Elas V'David Espala of Shalom. When we say Ein Abba Mezaki Bra, it's Mishum Kavada Av. But certainly a tefillah always helps to be mezaka the child. That was one ha'ara of Tosfos. The other, the kar of Reisha Legabe Gufe, Tosfos in the previous Tosfos, Tema, Remeir Dom Bechelek, Avshalom Ein Lo Chelek Leolam Haba, Im Kein Tzvirle, the kar of Reisha Legabe Gufe. There is the Mishnah in Chelek, when it lists those who don't have a Chelek Leolam Haba, says Avshalom is Ein Lo Chelek Leolam Haba. So Tosfos says it must be that if you're assuming Avshalom doesn't have a Chelek Leolam Haba, you must hold like the Mandiyamar over here, that the eighth B'ni is not about earning Avshalom Mechelek and Olam Haba, it's about bringing his head together with his body. Below Svirle to Aiseli Almadasi. It doesn't hold that it brought him to Olam Haba Mikol Makom. Aske Mishiva Maduri Gehenim, but at the very least, everyone agrees that David HaMelech's tefillah brought Avshalom out of 7 levels of Gehenim. V'im Kena, my lo chashuv le ba'ad yachas v'achazi domer lo chayim v'lo nidonin. But there's another list of Masech Sanhedrin of people who are neither here nor there. They're not in Gehenim, nor are they in Olam Haba. So at least Avshalom should have made that. Miman Avshach, he's on one of the lists. He's either in he's either in Gehenim or he's not in Gehenim. But he's either in Olam Haba or at least he's not in Gehenim. Could be that list was reserved specifically for kings, and that's why Avshalom is not is not on that list. V'avshalom lakach v'yitzuv l'b'chayev. Back in the Gemara, my lakach, what does it mean that Avshalom was lakach? Amr ish lakach, lakach mekach ra li atzmo. He took a bad deal for himself to rebel against David, Melech Yisrael, not a great decision in his life. Asher be'im, es matzevas asher be'im ha-kamelech, Pasuk says that they called the Yad Avshalom Ada Yom Hazeh in the Emek HaMelech after Avshalom's death. Amr b'chinin bar papa be'itza amukra shal malka shalom, that this, the actions of Shalom were really part of God's master plan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there on David HaMelech, that he's going to have a tzara that hits from his family, and Avshalom's entire rebellion was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan. Chsiv, hini mekim alecha ra'a mi beisecha. Keyotze b'davarata omer. Similarly, we have a pasuk that says, Bereshis Perek Lamed Zayin, when Yaakov Vinu sends Yosef to his brothers, v'yishalcheu me'emek chevron. Am Reb Chinin bar Papa darshins, what's me'emek chevron? Be'itz amuka shalot tzadik shekavar b'chevron. It's part of the deep plan of a Kodesh Baruch Hu relating to the tzaddik Avram Avinu, who is buried in Chevron. That I think counts as daf yomi coincidence on Shabbat Chevron, Parshas Chayesara, and Erev Shabbos. So Avram Avinu was buried in Chevron. Tichsiv, the pasuk says by a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to Avram Avinu in the Bris Bin Absarim, Yadoa Teda ki Geri Yezaracha, that you should know Geri Yezaracha Beretz Olehem and Vavad Avinu Osam Arba Meoshana. How was that plan fulfilled by Yaakov Avinu sending Yosef to visit his brothers? And that's when Niskalgal Davri Yardu Avasein El Mitzrayim. So it was all part of the Eitzah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he promised Avram Avinu. So now we go back to Avshalom. Ki Amar Ein Li Ben. Pasuk says that he says, I have no son. V'lav Levinit, does Avshalom really not have any sons? V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yivold El Avshalom Shlosh Abadim U'bas Achas. He actually had three sons and one daughter. So how could he say he didn't have any sons? So answer Gemara, two possibilities. Amar Yivitzik Barav Dimi, Shalai Ha'il Ben Hagal Malchus. He didn't have a son who was Ra'ui for Malchus. Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, no, he had sons, but they died during his lifetime. Gemiri, Kalasarif Tuwaso Shal Chavero, anyone who burns down someone else's grain, Eino Maniach Ben Liyarsho, is not going to leave a son to Yarshin him, because he burned Tuwas Chavero, which is the Zerah that his friend was Zoreya, so he's punished by his own Zerah being cut down Min HaShemayim. So it's not that Rav Shalom didn't have sons, he had sons, they just didn't survive him. He buried his own children, he saw them die. V'iyu kal yilid yoav, and Avshalom, what did he do to deserve this? When did he burn down someone else's grain? He burnt the grain of Yoav. D'chsiv, v'yomer al avadav, Avshalom said to his avadim, ru'u chalkas Yoav al yadi, you see the field of Yoav, v'lo sham sa'orim, l'chuvat sisua be'esh, there's sa'orim, there's barley in the field, go burn the field down. V'yatzisu avdei Avshalom, as a chalka be'esh, they went and they burnt down the whole field. So what happened was Avshalom killed Amnon, who was his half brother, his brother from his father's side, because Amnon was Ma'anes Tamar, that was his half sister, who was Bas Imo, and Avshalom ran from Yerushalayim. And 3 years later, Yoav realized that David HaMelech loved Avshalom again, and he therefore sent to David HaMelech with a sense of chachma to bring Avshalom back. And David allowed that Avshalom should come back to Yerushalayim, but he didn't want him to see Pnei HaMelech. He didn't want him to come to see the king. So another 2 years later, when he was in Yerushalayim and he didn't see David HaMelech, Avshalom sent for Yoav to speak to David HaMelech on his behalf, that he should be able to go in to see him. But Yoav didn't get to Avshalom, and they didn't come to visit Avshalom. So Avshalom sent his avadim to burn down Yoav's field, so Yoav would have what to complain about. That would give Yoav motivation to come to talk to Avshalom. So that's what we're talking about over here. This is Avshalom's game that he played in order to get Yoav to arrange a meeting with Yoav. You have to give Yoav a reason to want to meet with him. So the Mishnah then went on to say, V'chein le'inyan atovah. That the same is true when it comes to midatovah. It's Ruba, it's that Mida Tov is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Mida Keneged Mida. And we gave the example of Miriam, that Miriam, when she put Moshe in the Teva by the Yaor, she waited Shah Achas to see what was going on, and Klal Yisrael waited for her Shiva Yamim in the Midbar when she had Sarah. So the Gemara says, Midami, how can you compare the time that Miriam waited for Moshe to the time that the Jewish people waited for Miriam? Hasam Chadashaita, Hacha Shiva Yomi. That doesn't sound like Mida Keneged Mida, that sounds much better.
better than Mida Keneged Mida. She waited Shah Achas, and they waited for her for 7 days. So Amar Abaye Ema Ulinina Tove Enoke. Now, the way you have to say it is that even though it's Mida Keneged Mida, when it comes Linin Ra'a, Linin Tova, it's much better than Mida Keneged Mida. Kodesh Baruch Hu pays much more. So the Tosos points out over here, Miriam Imtina Lamosha Shah Achas, Tosos, if it was one Shah, it doesn't seem to work out. Lav dafka nakat shah el shlish or revia the ketani b'tzef the midat of merubim midas pranus alachas chamish meos. Apparently, it's supposed to be 500 times more midatova over midas pranus. So it wouldn't work out if she waited a full shah, because then it's not 500 times more. There are 24 shahos in a day. 24 times 7 days is a lot less than 500. So he says you have to say it was a shlish shah, a revia shah, something like that. So that's Tosis Ha'ara. So the Achronim point out that based on what Tosis says, that it's a shlish sha'a. So the post can point out what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simon Yud Zayin, that someone sees someone else nafal yam or tava biyama gadol, you can't be made on him that he died because maybe he came out on the other side. But if you see that he's in that it's maim sheishlam sof, you see the whole swimming pool, you see the whole lake, and the guy goes down, and you're sitting there and you're waiting, and he doesn't come up. So you could be made or love that he died. So, but you have to wait. Shakadesh teitzi nafsho. You have to wait long enough that it has to be that he's dead during that time in order to be made that he's actually died, that he's actually dead, and that his wife could remarry. So the Rivash says that it's gimel shaos. That's the amount of time. How do we know it's gimel shaos? Because Yivam's kuf chaf alvam beis, the daughter of Nechunya chofer shichin, they came and told Rabbi Chanin Badosa that shah achas amar lahem shalom. The first hour when she was down, so he said shalom, everything's fine. Second hour, shalom. Third hour, he says, also, she already came up. And Rashi says, because that amount of time, she would have died already. So it sounds like the amount of time that you could testify that someone is dead is Gimel Sha'os. So the Ma'arit says, not necessarily. Shah Achas doesn't always mean Shah Achas. You see in our Tosfos that Shah sometimes means a Shlish Shah, a Revia Shah. Sometimes it means a lot less than an actual Shah. Okay, so that's the Ha'ara of Tosfos. Says Maravait, Amle Rava, Havachain Linin HaTova Ketani. How could you say that by the Midatova it's Enokain? It says Beferish Vachain Linin HaTova, Elam Ravach Ketani, Vachain Linin HaTova, Deba'osa Mida, but the Olam Midatova is Meruba Midas Pranas. V'chein L'Natova just means that it's Mida Keneged Mida, in that the reward is similar to the mitzvah. But Ein Achinami, the reward is in much greater measure than the mitzvah. It's just a similar type of reward than the mitzvah. So says the Gemara further about Miriam. Miriam stood from afar to see what's going to be with Moshe. The whole pasuk is really about the Shechina. It's cleverly written to make it sound like it's about Miriam, which is also Pshuto Shel Mikra, obviously. But on a deeper level, it's all about the Shechina. Vateisatzav is a remnant of the Shechina d'chsiv, because the pasuk talks about when Shmuel first got Nevuah, Vayavo Hashem Vayisyatzev, and he called out to Shmuel. Achoso is a remnant of the Shechina d'chsiv. Emor lechachma achosiyat, that the Shechina should be as close to you as your sister. The chachma is a Remes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be like the Shechina, that the Shechina should be like your sister, as close to you as your sister. Merachok is a remes to the Shechina Duchsiv, because Yirmiyahu Navi says to Klal Yisrael, Merachok Hashem Nirali. Lodaas is a reference to the Shechina Duchsiv by Chana's Shira after giving birth to Shmuel. It says Kikel Deos Hashem. Ma is a remes to the Shechina Duchsiv, because the pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elkecha Shoel Meimach. Etc. So you see, Ma is used as reference to the Shechina. Ye'oseh is also reference to the Shechina d'chsiv, ki lo ye'oseh Hashem elokim davar. That and lo is a reference to the Shechina d'chsiv, pasuk in Shoftim, when Hashem said to Gideon, after he showed him the Malach, that don't worry, you're not going to die, Vayikra lo Hashem Shalom. So you see that's lo Hashem Shalom. The pasuk is all, so the entire pasuk is merames to the Shechina, that the Shechina was really with Moshe, that as much as his sister was watching out for him, the Ribbono Shalom was watching out for him, and every single word in the pasuk is an indication about how the Ribbono Shalom was watching out for him. Vayakom Melech Hadash, a new king comes over Mitzrayim, Rav Shmuel Chadam Chadash Mamish, Vechadam Shenizchad Shu Gzerosav. One says it was Mamish a new king, the other one says it was a king with new Gzeros. The one that says Chadash Mamish, well, his support is from the fact that the pasuk says Chadash. The one that says Nischachuk Zerosav, the looks of Vayamas Vayimloch. The one that says Nischachuk Zerosav says, how come it doesn't say in the pasuk about the previous king dying and a new king taking over? So that's an indication that it wasn't in fact a new king; it was just Nischachuk Zerosav. Asher lo yada es Yosef. This king didn't know Yosef. Tavadami kemanda lo yada leklal. It can't be that he didn't know Yosef, even if he wasn't. The Melech Chadash, even if he was a Melech Chadash, can't be that he didn't know Yosef. No, it means he acted as if he didn't know Yosef. Some of the posts can bring as a nafkamina, whether it's a Chadash Mamish or Nischachuk Zerosav, the Sefer Torah Chaim tries to suggest nafkamina, Linin Mecha Chumemkar. A guy says, I'm selling you a new house. Can you sell him a remodeled house? Or does it have to be Chadash Mamish? Can you say that if it's like new, refurbished, is that considered to be Chadash Mamish? It's hard to imagine that that's really a din mekach memkar l'choritz by lashon bnei adam, what people would consider to be new. I think when it comes to computers, people do not generally consider refurbished to be the same as new. That's where you get the very cheap deals. So it's hard to imagine that that would be a nafkamina. So the ben yoyada says no. Maybe from a halacha, the halacha is misha bana bayis chadash zayni yotzei l'milchama. Someone who's bana bayis chadash doesn't go out to war. So that's what we'll discuss later in the Masechta. The Kohen Mishloach Melchama. So maybe there, that's halacha. That's not totally in Lashonos Bnei Adam. So maybe there you could say that the machlokas is what's called a bayis chadash. Vayomer el amo hinei am bnei Yisrael. So he said to his nation, this am bnei Yisrael is tzatana hu ischel beitzatchila. He, Paro, was the one who was first in coming up with the Eitzah, with the plan to get rid of the Jewish people. So he's punished first. Hu ischel beitzatchila. So vayomer el amo. He's the one that initiated the discussion. That the Tzvardim are going to hit you and your nation and all of your Avadim, but him first. So Paro said, let's go and let's come up with a plan. Why is it low against him? It should be them, the Jewish people. It was really a plan against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by killing them in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be able to get us back. But many dunim, what should we kill them with? Nidunim be'esh, we kill them with fire? No, k'siv kinei Hashem ba'ish yevo. Hashem will come with fire. If we know this is on the heels of the Midah Keneged Midah Gemara. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to pay them back with, it's going to be Midah Keneged Midah. So we have to find something that he can't do Midah Keneged Midah. Fire he certainly can. U'ksiv ki ve'ish Hashem nishpat. So that's not going to work. B'cherev, should we try cherev? K'siv v'charbo es kalbasar. Ela abov v'nidona b'mayim. Let's go with mayim. Shekvar nishma Kodesh Baruch Hu she'enu mevi mabal yolam. Shnar ki mei noach zosli. Hashem promised that he's not going to bring another marble. So he figured if they go with Mayim, Hashem is not going to be able to do anything about it. They didn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring a marble in the whole world, but on a single nation he will. Hashem may not bring a marble, but if he just lures them into the water, they can certainly come and drown in the water. They came into the Yami. They walked right in. So that certainly they can suffer with. What does the pasuk mean when it says "bedavar shazadu aleim"? When Yisro heard what happened with the Tzrayim, he said, "Kodesh Baruch Hu was danos amida keneged mida b'kederes shebishlu ba nisbashlu." The very pot that they tried to cook Klal Yisrael in, by throwing the babies into the ar, they themselves ended up suffering. My mashmadai zadu lishon to kederuhu. Where do you see that the lashon of zadu is the lashon of a kedera of a pot cooking? Yaakov Nazid. That's a pasuk. Yaakov was being mevashel at Tavshil Adashim that Esav was jealous of. Amr b'chir b'rabba, Amr b'simai, shlosh ayu ba'osa etza. There were three people involved in the discussion of what to do to destroy the Jewish people. Bilam, v'io, v'yisro. Bilam, sheyad Bilam, who actually participated to give the etza to kill the Jewish children, Nerag. So he was killed b'cherev by Pinchas. Iov, sheshasak, Eov, who did not give any Eitzah, he just stayed quiet, Nidon B'Yisurin, he suffered terribly. Yisro Shabar, there's one opinion about Eov. The Gemara in Babasra has several opinions, whether Eov ever lived, and if he did live, when did he live? So there's obviously one opinion. Yisro Shabar, Yisro, who ran away, didn't want to be participate at all. Zachum Yibrei Belev Sheyeshu B'lishchas Hagazis. Shemar Mishpcha Sofrim Yosha Yaveitz. Ter Asim Shemasim, that they heard the Trus HaShofar Kabbalah Sator at Arsinai. Shemasim, they heard the Mitzvah Saviyam Suchasim, they sat in Sukkos, like their father taught them. Hema Hakinim, and they are the Bnei Kini, the Chosin Moshe Abba Mechamas Avi Beis Rechev. And the Gemara explains, how do they know to be Miyaches after Yisro Chosin Moshe? Except Bnei Kini, Chosin Moshe. So Yikra was called Keni. So you see that that his children survived for a very, very long time, and he managed to have a wonderful family because he would refuse to participate. So who did worse, Bilam or Eov? Bilam gave the Eitzah to kill the Jews. Eov pardoned himself from the discussion. He was just Shasak. And yet, who suffered worse? Bilam got killed, but Eov suffered terribly. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichos Moser points out that you see from here how valuable life is. That even a life of suffering, just having being able to live, is such an incredible thing that that Eov did suffer terribly, but he got the better end of the deal, better than getting killed. So the concern was that Paro had was that the Jewish people are going to wage war with us, and Allah min ha'aretz. Allah, they're going to leave. Va'alinu mi ba'ilei. He should be concerned that they're going to chase us out of our own land. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana kadam shemakal es atzmo, that he meant about himself. He was afraid that Klal Yisrael would send them, but he didn't want to say a davar klala about himself. So as a way of not being motzi b'piv, something terrible about himself, so you say it about someone else, even though you really mean it about yourself. And they appointed sari misim. It says alav in the lashon yachid, but aleihem ibayle. It should have been lashon rab aleihem. Tandaver Rablazer Rabbi Shimon melamit sheviu malbein. You see that they brought the a form that they make bricks with. V'talol paro b'tzavarom. Paro hung it around his neck. V'kalechad v'achem yisol sharm aleihem istinis ani. And any Jew who didn't want to participate in the avoda, saying I'm an istinis, I'm a funuk, I'm not good with my hands, I don't do this kind of work. Amrila, they would say to him, klum istinis ata yosem yiparo. You think you're more of an istinis than the melech? The melech is doing this, so you have to participate as well. And that's how they were lured into starting the work. Sari misim, that sari misim davar shemesim, that it was that which placed Klal Yisrael under the Ol HaAvodah. It was this thing around the neck of Paro. L'mana anosu b'sivlosam, that it doesn't say anosam, which would have been the plural, anosam mibayle. What's anoso? So l'mana anosu l'paro b'sivlosam to Yisrael. By Paro being involved in the work to begin with, that's what led them to the sivlos of Yisrael, to the ultimate subjugation of the Jewish people. They even already miskinos l'paro, and they built these cities of miskinos for Paro. Rav Shmuel Chadam are miskinos that it causes danger to those who work there because the building would just fall down right in the middle of the work. Chadom, and the other says they're called miskinos shemim maskinos. They cause poverty espalayan to those who are making it. Someone who's involved in building will become an ani, will become poor. It's a very, very rough business to be in and to make money. As Pisom Vesram says, Rav Shmuel, Chadam or Pisom Shema, that its real name, the real name of the city was Pisom. Velominik Shema Ramses, why is it called Ramses? Sherishon Rishon Misroses, that as they would build, it would crumble. The building would fall, and they would have to rebuild it. The Chadam or Ramses Shema, that it was called Ramses, Velominik Shema Pisom, Sherishon Rishon Pitom Bolo, that it wouldn't crumble, it would be swallowed up by the ground. And as much as Klal Yisrael suffered, that's how much they multiplied. It should have said in the past tense that we're describing what happened in history. Amrei Shlakish, so Reish Lakish explains, no, it's not describing what happened in history. Ruach HaKodesh Mevasartan, the Ruach HaKodesh telling Klal Yisrael and telling Mitzrayim that it's not going to help whatever they do. Klal Yisrael, no matter what you try to do to them, they're always just going to grow and grow. They were disgusted by the Bnei Yisrael. It means that the Mitzrim view the Bnei Yisrael like thorns that are part of Rabbim, that they just grow wildly, that they're full of thorns. Bifarech, the Mitzrim subjugated work to the Bnei Yisrael. Bifarech. What does Bifarech mean? Rabbi Elazar Biperach. That first they spoke to them softly and they told them that they would give them payment for their work, and then ultimately once they got them working, they didn't pay them anything. Rabbi Shlomo Nachmani Amar Bifricha. It was avodah kasha that breaks a person. They made their lives very bitter. Bechomer v'levenim. Amar Rava Bitchila Bechomer v'levenim. Originally it was avodah sabinyan that they had them doing. They had them doing work in building b'sof v'chol avodah b'sada. Then they had them plowing and they had them doing all sorts of other work. Pasuk goes on. Es kol avodasim asher avdu v'hem farach. Amar Rav Shlomo Nachmani Amar Rav Yonasan. The pasuk es kol avodasim comes to teach. Shei machlifin melechas anashim l'nashim melechas nashim la'anashim. They would switch around the gender roles in terms of malacha. Malacha that was more appropriate for men was done by women, and vice versa. This is obviously Mitzrayim with Shtufei Zima. In a society that Shtufei Zima, gender roles are often obscured, and that was what Mitzrayim was trying to do to Klal Yisrael. So they would switch around the roles of the different genders, which was a terrible thing to do for Kedushas Yisrael, for Kedushas Yisrael to be maintained. So they weren't used to, plus on the pashut level, they weren't used to these types of avoda. And even if you say that they avidu Mitzrayim bnei Yisrael b'farach means that b'per rach hacha vaday b'pricha, over here in this pasuk it clearly means an avoda that breaks the guf. Dar Shabi Avira b'schar nashim tzidkani yosho b'osah adar nigli yisod mi Mitzrayim was the schar of the nashim tzidkani yos that the Jewish people got out of Mitzrayim. Shosh sholchos lishav mayim hakadosh baruch hu mizayim lem dagim katan b'chadein. When they went to go draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that when they would draw water, they had these little fish that would come up in their in their pitchers. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem says that that fish are pardoned for oven, and to eat fish is a good skula for Pru Revu. So it's also HaKadosh Baruch says Kein Yirbeh. So the Yidgula Rov, the Dumat Dagim Shabiyam is pardoned for oven. So that's the Yidgula Rov. That's all the Ramazim in Dafka fish being the food of choice that Hashem provided them with. Vishavos mechzamayim mechzadagim, so much so that it was half of the bucket was filled with fish and half with water. Uvos vishavos shtekaderos, and then they would go home and they would put two pots on the fire, achash alcham and achash aldagim, one of hot water and one of fish, umalichos esel baalei and lasada, and they would bring out the two pots to their husbands in the field, umarchitos sasan, vesachos sasan, umachilos sasan, umashkos sasan, and they would take care of their husbands. They would wash them with the warm water. They would give them to eat and to drink. V'niskalkaslan bein shvatayim, and they would be with them out in the field in a makom tsnua. Bein shvatayim means in a private area. Shenamarim tishkuvun bein shvatayim. B'schar tishkuvun bein shvatayim. In the schar of that, zoch Yisrael lebizas Mitzrayim. That's why Klal Yisrael was zocha to have the spoils of Mitzrayim by the Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar, Kanfei Yonah, the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael is like Yonah Nechpa Bakesef Ve'evroseha, that its wings are, that it flies with Yirakrak Charutz, is like a gold that comes from a special land. So the Kanfei Yonah, Dafka Yonah, is a reference to the fact that one of the Hanhagos of a Yonah is that it's only Mizdavik Bimino. So we're saying that specifically because they retained a sense of Kedushas Yisrael, that the men were with their wives and only with their own wives. So as a result of that, they were Zocha to whatever brachos come from being like a Yonah. They came in Shemis Abros, both of the, and once they became pregnant, they went back home. And when it came time for them to give birth, they would go out into the field to give birth. That's why when the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim that when we have charoses, we have to tzorich lekahuye, we have to make it acidic, zecher l'tapuach, because tapuach is an acidic fruit, because tapuach doesn't mean apple. Tapuach in biblical Hebrew means a citrus fruit, and they didn't have any apple trees in Mitzrayim, but they had plenty of citrus trees. So they would go tachas tapuach to the... Okay, our minigas, we use apples, because in our language we call tapuach apples, but that's not really what it means. Shenem, it's just good to know when you learn Tanakh, and it says the word tapuach, it's good to know what the word means. Shenem are tachas tapuach araticha, the tachas tapuach that they were zocha to have children. V'akarosh baruch hu shalech mishmei marom, misha minaker, umishaparos aranash. Hashem would send from Shemayim someone who would take care of the babies and straighten the baby's limbs out, like a midwife who takes care of the baby. They didn't have anyone to help them give birth. And there was no one there to wash their skin and make sure that they were clean. And they had two round stones, Echad Shel Shemen, one of them that oil came out of, Echad Shel Dvash, and the other one that honey came out of. All of this was miraculous. Once the Mitzrayim realized what was going on out in the fields, they came to kill them. And Hashem did a nace for the children. They were swallowed up in the ground. So the Mitzrayim brought oxen to go plow over the ground, figuring if the children are in the ground, they bring oxen to plow there, it will kill the children. What was the Havamina? They just saw a miracle that they were swallowed up in the ground. They think they're really going to get them with the oxen. Some of they thought it was a Maisa Kishu for something. After they plowed the ground, they would case of Asada. The children grew out of the ground like case of Asada, like grass from the field. And then throngs of children came back home to their houses. Somehow they knew where to go. Flocks and flocks of children. Ukshnigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed himself to the Jewish people by the Yamsuf, Haim, these children, Ikiru Tchila, were the first to recognize him, because they've seen the Shekhinah before. Shenemar, Ze Kelivan Vehu. They were able to say, Ze Lashem Mara Be'etzba, yeah, that's the one, we remember. We've seen this God before, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them when they were babies. Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim li Mialdos Ivrios, the Melech Mitzrayim said to the Mialdos Ivrios, to Shifra and Tepua, to kill all the children. So Rav Shmuel Chad Amar, Isho Vita V'chad Amar Kala V'chamosa. Machlokas, who were the Mialdos Ivrios? Was it a mother daughter team, or was it a mother-in-law daughter-in-law team? Mandi Amar Isho Vita Yochavid Miriam. Mandi Amar Kala V'chamosa Yochavid V'lisheva. Yochavid was definitely part of the team. Question was it her daughter or daughter-in-law that was with her? Tani Kamandi Amar Isho Vita Titanya Shifra Zu Yochavid V'lam and Nikrashma Shifra. That Shifra is referenced to Yochavid, and she was called Shifra Shemesha Peres HaSavlat. Davar Acher Shifra Shaparu V'Rabu Yisrael B'yameh. Shifra, because it's a reference to Puru Revu, that Klal Yisrael multiplied so much in her days. Pua Zu Miriam. Pua is a reference to Miriam. Lomine Krishma Pua, Shaisa Poa, Umatia Savlat. She would coo the children. Davar Acher, Pua Shaisa Poa, Baruch HaKodesh V'Meres, or that she was able to speak in Ruach HaKodesh. Asidi Imi Shetel Ben Shemashiach Yisrael. And she saw that her mother was going to give birth to the Moshiach Shal Yisrael. Vayomer B'Alechen Ese Ivrio, so the Melech Mitzrayim told them, when you're helping the Jewish woman give birth, Allah Avnoim, you'll see them, Allah Avnoim, my Avnoim, what is Avnoim? He gave him a simon. Paro gave him Yalta simon that the women shouldn't be able to hide from them. And he said, when a woman gets ready to give birth, her thighs become cold like stone. So you should know that's the Shas Haleda. So you got to stick around right then, because that's when you're going to be able to kill the children. The Ista Amar, some say Avnaim is a simon for Leda in the following. So a woman is like a Yotzer. That my yotzer zeh yerech mikan has one leg on one side, yerech mikan another leg on the other side. V'sadan, and the kli that he's working with be'emtza, he puts between his legs. Af isha yerech mikan v'avlad be'emtza. So a woman is giving birth, one thigh on either side, and the baby comes out in the middle. Imbeinu v'amiteno so, and if it's a son, you should kill him. Amar Rabbi Chanina simen gadol masalahen pan of the mata bas pan of the I'm sorry, a ben pan of the mata bas pan of the mala. That a son is pan of the mata is facing down, and a daughter is panel. The Maila is facing L'Shamayim. So I understand the symbolism of that a man is Milu Arutz V'Kivshua, always looks to conquer this world, he's looking down, where a woman has a more spiritual side, as that's why the Nashim Tzidkanios, that's why it's Dafka in this Gemara. The Nashim Tzidkanios were able to see the long term. They were able to see Panav L'Maila, they were able to look up to Shamayim and see Jewish destiny. And the Mialdas Galdos feared God and they didn't do what they were told. Lahen mi ba'ilei. Why is it a lahen? Some Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin, Melamit Shetavon L'dvar Avera, V'lo Nitpu'u. That Paro wanted to sleep with the Mialdos and they wouldn't give in. V'tchayena seyal adem tanu lo dayin shalom misna so, el shayim aspikos on mayim mazon. They didn't just not kill them, they actually provided mayim mazon to keep the children alive. So Paro saw that the Mialdos weren't doing their job, so he said, what's going on over here? So the Pasuk says, Tamara Mialdos al Paro, kiloch hanashim, they're not like the Mitzrios, they're different. My chayos, what does it mean when the Mialdos say that these women are chayos? Ile ma chayos mamish, if you're going to say that they are Mialdos themselves, well that shouldn't help. Atu chayo milo tzri chayach riti laluda. If an OBGYN has a baby, she needs someone else to deliver it, can't do it on her own. Se ela amrlo umazu kichayanim shla. They're like wild beasts. Yehuda Gorarye, Yehuda's called the Gorarye, Dan Yehida Nachash, Naftali Ayala Shlucha, Yisachar Chamorgarm, so many animal-related themes in the Jewish people. Yosef, Bechor Shar, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf, and the Chzivbe, those Shvatim that have a specific Behemor Chayak Chzivbe. So that's why they were considered like wild animals, the Lok Chzivbe, and even those that don't have a specific Chaya that they're related to, Chziv Ma'im Chalavi, Bein Arayos Ravatza. There's a general statement that Yecheskel has about Klal Yisrael, referring to Klal Yisrael in general as being like animals, so they don't need help to be miyale, just like chayos don't need a miyaledes, and that's why they're able to get past this and they're able to have all of these children. Okay, but show them a little bit more about the miyaldos tomorrow. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.